And we have to my right, Junior, to your left, as you look at your radio dial. To my left and to your right is the great Matt McLaren.
He's drinking a beer.
The bearded Corby Davidson.
Thank you.
And down on the left is the wonderfully talented David Mino.
Thank you.
Wow, so this is Matt.
Thank you.
It's Matt and Mino's first official Guys Night Out roundtable.
Wow. That's very true, it is. Mm-hmm.
After all these years of like, man, what's it like?
Now we know.
It's unbelievable.
I would ask Corby every day when I was your board op.
I used to email you guys.
I just
want
to go to a guy's night out.
I just want to be at one of them. That's it.
So our topic today is, are you guys aware of our new run sheet on the hard line?
Yes.
Do you know about this, Junior?
I'm not sure I do.
Okay. I want to show it to you at least.
Okay.
So pretty you awesome. Have an idea. Of,
so it's not your, you're talking about the format?
Yes, the format. This is a DJ Ringenberg.
The genius of DJ.
They moved E-News to 350.
So,
but you're talking about it's not you handwritten on a piece of paper
right.
that you
yes.
tweet every day?
Yeah, that was very, very, what do they say?
Crude.
Half-arsed, if you will.
Okay, I like
this. This apparently is DJ still up there by chance?
Still here.
Hi, right. DJ.
Hi, DJ.
Quit.
Hi, everybody.
Will you
IDJ.
Tell the roundtable, the non-hardline members of the roundtable, how this happened?
I already know.
And what this is.
So I posted one of those half-assed pictures that Bob would sent me, and then Bob yelled at me about it and said that it was very weak.
We don't have to do the playlet every time. You could just tell them the truth.
He said, hey, maybe something a little more creative, maybe earn your keep here. And,
I remember that. I heard that, too.
Oh, this is going great.
I just want to die. All right, go on.
And then I thought it'd be fun maybe to let AI take over and see if I could spit out some funny prompts. Got a member of the show called The Snake, so you just throw that in there. A snake and two other guys hosting a radio show, and then hilarity ensues. And then Ham has been on this, too, and we've been spitting them out, and they've been an upgrade, I will say that.
Now, have you shown Craig all three of
them?
Well,
no, I haven't, and they get progressively crazier. So that's day one, where you have a long-haired snake is hosting a radio show with two other guys. Were the prompts for the two other guys more specific, DJ? Or
I would do
like a bald Jesus.
Yeah, like a bald Messiah.
Like
yeah, that's right.
Like an Asian Messiah. Pudge.
Then the other guy is a football.
That looks like a football brain, so that would be you?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I suppose. And that's very obviously. Flattering. Now here's the next day. Oh. They also went to AI and said the exact same thing, or do you change it a little bit, DJ?
I mean, we've done so many now that I couldn't give you specifically what the prompt is, but they're all, you know, just kind of trying to make it as funny as possible.
Okay, but I see, I get the snake thing.
Yes.
And I get you every day, Bob, but yes. I don't, how are these Davey?
We don't know.
Dave's okay. So random, isn't it, DJ? Like, it's just something bizarrely random.
Yeah.
Apparently, they said the third guy's a hobo.
Just type in
homeless.
Just type in hemorrhoids for
happy,
Davey.
Happy hobo.
Yeah, so here's...
I saw that guy off of Oakland today.
Here's a long-haired snake.
So that's Pudge Rodriguez.
I think it is. So every day is an original piece of art of its own.
I feel like you could sell these.
Here, and then there's a bunch here that haven't, I guess, gone to prime time. So because you know me, Junes, I want to give you a chance to sort of be able to sample what AI has sent out for future reference. Now, this one is a snake surrounded by beautiful women.
Okay.
Yeah. Very excited about
this. Guy's night out at Twin Peaks.
Yeah. So whatever
every day of my life.
Whatever day the run sheet hits there. But
what is that?
I don't know. It kind of looks like Sports Hitler might be sitting next to this thing.
Yeah, not sure how that one came out, but
I don't know about that one.
Is Corby always a snake?
Yes.
An obvious snake every single time?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. He's here. I'm sorry, Matt. I want you to be able to see what we're talking about here. This one.
It's kind of.
See, this is the one.
Kind of figure it out.
It might be Sports Hitler. I don't know what's going on there. Here's
oh, my
the
God.
Snake surrounded by beautiful women.
I love how he always has human hands.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, he hosts
pretty awesome.
Talk shows.
Well, okay, fair.
This is a
that's
abstract.
That looks like Orphan Annie.
Piece of art, yeah. This one, actually, not that far off now. We're getting closer to what looks like, I think, me and Dave.
Why do you have multiple eyebrows and eyes?
I mean, it's AI. Who could say?
And now God, these are brilliant.
I know.
How is computer so smart?
Well, what I fear is that eventually this is what my AI form will look like one of these things.
Yeah. We're going to have an AI guys night out within 5 years.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
For sure.
And I will be some form of half computer, half snake, half man.
What is that?
What's today's, by the way? What the heck is going on there, DJ?
That looks DJ. What's his name?
Oliver Stone.
Orville Peck, the singer.
And we've kind of got Corby as C-3PO with a snake coming out of his neck, but he's also a cowboy for some reason.
It's Corby awesome. 3PO.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of a Daft Punk picture.
Whatever it is, though, I love it. And Ham, of course, it's all he thinks about now, I'm pretty sure, outside of destroying our show in different ways. Yeah, but... it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, so we get this great technology, and as opposed to using it to, like, cure cancer or something really important, we have now done the run sheet a different way every day.
One step at a time.
Surely they've tried that, right? Like they've tried, hey, here's what we know about cancer, and they punched it into this to say...
fix it.
Did you possibly have another idea?
And AI's like, slow down. we can't do that, but we can help you with dumb run sheets.
Do you think that a scientist has typed in to a search engine bar AI related that just says, fix cancer?
Yeah.
Sure.
You would have to, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? I have a hemorrhoid. How do I, you know,
that
whatever
just seems so low-tech for people that dedicated their entire life to science and finding a cure for whatever. You just type it into a computer and see what it spits out.
Oh, yeah. But you can type in, like, the way this works, not maybe I'm wrong, you could type in all the research we've ever had and see how it came back and said, this is what you're missing.
Yeah, what if it was simple? It's like, just drink, like, 2 Dr. Peppers a day. What? That's it? That's it? We've been missing that?
So I don't know if Fernando is... quite up to speed with AI technology, but if he needs some pointers, DJ and Ham can work with him.
Yeah, I'll let him know. He's very good about promoting big individual segments. He does that 3 times a day. He's really good about that.
Yeah.
But we've never really... And he'll promote an abbreviated run sheet, but never the full run sheet like you've always done. And now DJ's taking it to the next level.
Yeah, and Fernando, it looks like his head is AI-generated because it's too perfect of an egg. It's the most perfect egghead of all time.
AI Fernando would just be Fernando?
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Fernando. It out. Oh, that's
white guy.
Is it really year 28 or whatever of Razor?
Yes. Can you believe that?
That's incredible.
On the broadcast?
On the Musers.
Oh, my
God.
He's
been with
really?
Us for 28 years.
But I suppose, in turn, on the broadcast, because if he wasn't broadcasting the Stars, they probably
why would they have,
would,
right?
Yeah, I would think.
How about it being year 22 for Aikman?
That's amazing.
That's even more amazing to me, because it felt like we talked about him as a player for a long time.
You did.
That's really weird.
That's crazy.
That's older than Evan Carter.
And now he's in the beer, too.
Yeah.
Did he retire, like the year he retired, you guys got him on the air?
Pretty much. He retired in
2000.
Yeah. Was when LeVar Arrington sent him into retirement.
So it would have been 1 year later, right?
Did he immediately go to Fox after? I don't remember.
He was like C team for a while, or D team.
Like the next year after that, he was doing something with broadcasting?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure in the spring of that first year, he went to Europe with like Brad Champ games or something, right?
And then that first year after that, that first fall, didn't he... It was
booth.
A three-man booth with Collinsworth.
Collinsworth, that's right.
And Joe. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, just the two of them.
And now he and Joe have been doing it longer than Madden and Summerall.
Isn't that amazing?
Which is crazy.
That freaks me out.
Yeah.
Did Ralph and Razor came with Minnesota, right, when they moved down here?
Ralph definitely did. I think they acquired Razor here,
So Ralph came by himself, and then Razor was day one essentially with the Stars as analyst? Because I don't remember that.
And even more odd, Matt, Ralph was doing color and then switched to play-by-play.
In Minnesota he was?
Yeah. Yes. He switched to play-by-play to accommodate Razor, I think.
And maybe the first year or two here Ralph did color with Mike Thorns.
That could be.
I think that's right.
I was in college.
Then
Ralph went to play-by-play, and Razor came in to do color.
That was after Ralph was on Press Your Luck.
That's right, yeah.
Well, anyway, that's all I got.